Welcome back, everybody. Today is day four of our novena to Our Lady of Sorrows, and the fourth sorrow is the meeting of Mary with Jesus.
I have to say that I've really been pleased by the tremendous participation in this series. It far exceeded our expectations, and the comments in the YouTube, and just also responding to our emails. Thank you so much. Question for you. Have you been blessed by this video series? I know it's been a great blessing for Janelle and I to be able to do it. But if you have been blessed by these video series, would you consider helping us bless others by becoming a monthly financial supporter? You know, Janelle and I do this because we want to help people grow in their Catholic faith, to come to know Jesus and Mary and the beautiful faith that we have in the Catholic Church. And we want to help people be fortified in the Catholic faith. And we do this by these video series that we're doing, like the novena that we're doing right now. We have the Wednesday videos. We'll have a, we didn't talk about it yet, but our next long series, probably Advent, up to 5 days a week. Then we have our devotional videos where we help people pray, the prayer videos, and those interview videos that we're now going to start increasing. All of this to say, have you noticed? It's all free. And it's not the best business model, but what that places us in the position of is in need of you. You know, to borrow a line from Mother Teresa, she says, we can do something that you can't do, but you can do something that we can't do. But together we can do something beautiful for God. And so what I ask you, would you please consider helping us in this work of blessing other people, fortifying people in the Catholic faith by becoming a monthly financial supporter. We can't do what we do without the help of people like you. So if that's something that's a possibility, you can head over to kenandjanelle.com and click on the support areas. There's also a link in the description of the video, also at the end of this video. But really, thank you so much for the consideration.
Hence, St. Bernardine says, all the sorrow of the world united would not be equal to the sorrow of the glorious Mary. Yes, because this mother, as St. Lawrence Justinian writes, the more tenderly she loved, was the more deeply wounded. All mothers feel the sufferings of their child as their own.
Can you relate with that?
So, well, there's just different things. Like even at a, from a small, minute experience, like, you know, a child skinning their knee, they're running and they trip and fall, like, course, you know that hurts. You just like want to take that from them. Or you have to bring your child for extractions, tooth extractions, and you see the anxiety that they're going through before the appointment, or even you know, sickness that's going through the house, or like there's just all kinds of different sufferings that children experience. Our children aren't that old. Like our oldest is 12 right now. So I feel like there's different kinds of sufferings that a mother would experience as children grow up. But even like I know, like my sister underwent a really deep suffering with her son who had lots of medical challenges and spent a long time in the hospital with him, you know, always wondering what has God in store for this little boy. But, you know, it's beautiful to know that we have our mother, Mary, who's undergone all of that. She understands suffering so well. On that day, how did Mary find Jesus? It was revealed to St. Bridget by Mary the following: by the footsteps of my son I traced his course, for along the way by which he had passed, the ground was sprinkled with blood.
So have you ever walked at a distance watching your child suffer? This is Mary. I put my mind upon this in prayer. And she's walking these streets, seeing the sprinkling of the blood of her son. She's following at a distance. And I thought to myself, how many of us follow at a distance while our children suffer? You know, what does this look like? Well, maybe our children, our adult children, and their marriage is failing. They're going through a divorce. And we can't hold them like we used to when they were little children. And so we follow at a distance and we go through their pain. Or we see an adult child go through an illness. And we can't journey with them. And so we hold them in our heart, but we physically we can't. And that even that distance just causes this pain. Because you want to be with the people that are suffering when you love them. Mary couldn't. She couldn't be with Jesus. His blood is being poured upon the streets, and she can't be with him in this moment, in this sorrow. I mean, how else do our children suffer at a distance? Well, sometimes when they've left the home, they also lose the faith. They've left the home, they've left the faith, and so we can't be there to pray with them and tuck them into bed and say their bedtime prayers anymore. This has caused, for some of you, I know this causes great pain. I get your messages. You're like, yeah, I did my best, but my children have lost the faith. And you're like, sort of like Mary, walking in the streets, seeing the evidence of them suffering because they've lost the faith. Now, Jesus did, he didn't do anything wrong, but Mary understands that distance, doesn't she? You see your children suffer through unemployment. They're just trying to pay their bills. And you want to help them, but maybe you're in a position where you can't. You know, just that's how life is. Again, you're not with them. You can't hold them. They're adults. They have their own families, and you follow at a distance. I just think that Mary knows what it's like to follow at a distance, to watch the love of her life suffer.
Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like I have a little affinity to all the young women that I encounter at our parish or in different ministry activities. And, you know, sometimes these women struggle with different things like infertility or just a lack of direction in terms of like their vocation. And I think as a mother, that would be very difficult to watch your child. Because even for me, it's hard for me to watch them go through that. And I am not their mother. And just to see their suffering, you know, their silent suffering, you know, like, Lord, I want to be married and you have not sent me a spouse. Like, whom, what do you have for me? Have you forgotten me? And often a lot of the suffering goes unnoticed and it's silent. But as a parent, I think the Lord sometimes allows us a little bit of insight in what's happening in our children's lives.
So if you feel crushed or burdened by this suffering at a distance, then we can ask Our Lady of Sorrows intercession.
This most afflicted mother met her most afflicted son, said St. Bernard. While Mary stopped in that place, how much she must have heard said against her son by the Jews who knew her, and perhaps also words in mockery of herself. Alas, what a commencement of sorrows was then before her eyes, when she saw the nails, the hammers, the cords, the fatal instruments of the death of her son. Okay. It's because she knows what's going to happen. That name is totally innocent.
That's okay.
I've been crying this whole video. I'm not pregnant. I don't know. Just when you start deeply thinking about these things, you see how much she suffered.
Yeah. And that's the value of doing this series, to place yourself through meditation in the position of Mary and to watch the instruments of his execution go before you as a mother. So perhaps you've seen the instruments of suffering in your children's lives pass before you like they passed before Mary. What are those instruments of suffering in your children's lives or the ones that you love? Well, maybe it's not a crown of thorns or nails or the hammers or the cords, but maybe it's alcohol. Maybe it's drugs. The instruments of great suffering in someone you love's life. Maybe it's the internet and an addiction to pornography. Maybe the instrument of great suffering in their life is their work and being treated extremely unjustly. Maybe the instrument of their suffering is an institution that has failed them grievously and harmed them. Maybe the healthcare system is something greatly unjust has happened, and that's the instrument of suffering. Or maybe it's the institution of the church, the humanist church that has caused great suffering in your child's life. As parents, we watch, again, sometimes at a distance, and these instruments of suffering go before us, and we so often feel helpless. Again, enter into this moment with Mary. Her grief wins great merit for us. So you can ask her intercession. You can ask her intercession in these times.
Mary meets Jesus. She raises her eyes and sees She sees, O God, a young man covered with blood and wounds from head to foot, with a crown of thorns on his head and two heavy beams on his shoulders. She looks at him and hardly knows him. Yes, for the wounds, the bruises, and clotted blood made him look like a leper. We have thought him, as it were, a leper, so that he would no longer be recognized. On the one hand, she desired to see him. On the other, she could not endure the look upon so pitiable a sight. But at length they look at each other. The sun wipes from his eyes the clotted blood, which prevents him from seeing, as was revealed to St. Bridget, and looks upon the mother. The mother looks upon the son.
I'd encourage you to take a moment and just enter into that moment of Mary and Jesus' life and ask the Holy Spirit to show you what's happening there. Imagine Jesus coming and he sees his mother. Mary sees Jesus. What does Jesus first witness? He witnesses his mother look upon him. And what does Mary see? She sees him moved. Why? Because of her suffering. And Mary knows, in one sense, that her presence there sorrowing is also causing sorrow in the heart of Jesus. And so there's this back and forth of sorrowing, seeing the one you love sorrow back and forth in this moment. Their gaze is there. Be there with Mary. Be there with Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit bring you to that moment.
Mm-hmm. It makes me think a little bit of somebody who might be suffering. Maybe they're approaching death, and how difficult it might be for a loved one to go and see them in that state. And yet, for the person who's dying, to see someone come to visit them and look upon them, like, I could see how it would maybe add to their suffering. But that's a beautiful thing about Christianity. You know, our suffering is not without value when it's united to the cross. Why did God's providence allow Simon to carry the cross? Why did Jesus Christ, asked St. John Chrysostom, desire to be alone in his other sufferings, but in bearing the cross, wish to be helped by the Cyrene? And he answers, that thou mayest understand that the cross of Christ is not sufficient without thine. The cross alone of Jesus is not enough to save us, if we do not bear with resignation also our own, even unto death. Okay, I feel almost awkward actually reading that. The cross alone of Jesus is not enough to save us. I feel like that's not true. The cross alone is enough to save us.
Okay.
So anyhow, just for anyone who's feeling the same as me.
Okay. Well, and it reminds me of Colossians 1:24. St. Paul says, now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I complete what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of the body, that is the church. So I think that it's not that he's saying Christ's suffering was inadequate, right? It's not inadequate to save us. But we've talked about this before. Imagine you see somebody out in the water and they're drowning. And so you take off in a boat and you pull up beside them and then you reach down and you grab them by the shirt and then you pull them out. Well, was what you did sufficient to save them? Yes. In fact, it required no cooperation on their part. But now imagine that you pull up beside the person and you reach down and you don't grab them by the shirt. You say, extend your hand. Well, then they have to do something to grab onto you. So in one sense, the extending of your hand to theirs is insufficient to save them because they need to respond. And I don't know if this completely unpacks what St. Alphonsus is saying, but there needs to be a response on our part to work out our salvation. Simon of Cyrene responded and carried the cross for Jesus. We all have to be Simon. We all have to carry our cross. Now, the difference between Simon and us is that Simon He didn't know what he was carrying. He was completely blind. Had he known the privilege that was upon him, he probably would have carried it differently. And friends, every time that there's suffering in our life, it's like we're like Simon and we touch the cross of Jesus. And what do we do with the cross? We usually complain about it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're forced to carry it. Life imposes itself upon us. Simon was forced. The soldiers forced him. Many of us are forced. Sometimes we can't change that fact, but we can change how we carry the cross. Do we know the privilege of suffering? Because we do touch the cross of Jesus when we unite it with him and we carry it. And in this way, we win great grace. Jesus welcomes us to do something with him, and that is work out our salvation. So in closing, remember, friends, the Blessed Virgin Mary, by the merits of her great grief, she can win us great grace in the way of the cross that we go through. Friends, if you want to, again, help us in our ministry, the link is in the description of this video, also at the end of this video at kenandjanelle.com. We will see you tomorrow. Our Lady of Sorrows,
pray for us.